With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continuing in Fall River, Massachusetts, where 9 people have been killed, dozens more injured in a fire in an assisted living facility. In the meantime, some residents say staff members did little to help them get out. The death toll from the Texas floods has reached at least 132. Meanwhile, the number of people missing has been downgraded to 101. Veteran California megachurch pastor and syndicated radio Bible teacher, Dr. John MacArthur, has passed away at the age of 86.
A longtime pastor at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley told the church this past Sunday that Dr. MacArthur had contracted pneumonia. Pastor Tom Patton also told the congregation that Pastor John was hospitalized and near death. He called on the church to pray for Pastor John and his family. Meanwhile, Phil Johnson, executive director of the Grace to You radio program, says MacArthur went to heaven on Monday at 6:17 p.m. California time.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The use of vaccines in America will be the focus of congressional hearings getting underway today.
The Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee is holding a hearing today titled Voices of the Vaccine Injured. It's chaired by Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Johnson has expressed skepticism about some vaccines, especially the COVID-19 vaccine, due to the thousands of Americans who developed health problems after getting the shot.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. Many might say this is simply a case of, well, good news and bad news. The bad news is the price of a stamp has jumped from 73 to 78 cents. The good news, nobody mails letters anymore at all. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying these days when it concerns social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom worried that Christians and other religious minorities in Kyrgyzstan, after 2 investigators visited the mostly Muslim nation last month, the commission is advising the State Department to place Kyrgyzstan on a special watch list. Christians there make up only about 10% of the population. This is SRN News. Teenagers in America believe that going to college is still important. Here's Keith Peters with more on that story.
A recent AP NORC teen poll shows most U.S. teenagers prioritize graduating from college, with 70% of girls and 54% of boys considering it important. Teens see college as key for good jobs, life skills, and personal growth. Aside from college, the poll finds teenagers have a lot of the same life goals as adults, such as owning a home or raising a family. But few teenagers believe those goals have gotten easier to achieve for their generation compared with their parents. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell asking an inspector general to review the cost of the central bank's building renovations, estimated at $2.5 billion. The White House calls it ostentatious. More details at srnnews.com.